Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 26th. You'll be interested to know, 105 years ago today, in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution was certified, granting women the right to vote. This monumental achievement marked a significant milestone in the fight for gender equality, empowering women to participate fully in the democratic process, and shaping the future of the nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny, and it feels like 62 degrees, with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:25, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:04. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 80 and a gentle west wind at about 10 to 15. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 58 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 8, with a high tide just before 2. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Wednesday and Thursday, with highs near 77 and 79, respectively. Rain chances rise Friday with partly sunny skies and a high near 76. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts residents are set to benefit from some of the biggest federal tax cuts in the nation, starting next year with taxpayers in Greater Boston potentially saving more than $7,000 on average under the new tax law. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act not only makes the 2017 Trump-era tax cuts permanent, but also introduces new deductions for tipped and overtime workers, increases the child tax credit, and ensures write-offs for business research and equipment purchases are permanent. While areas like Middlesex County may see average cuts of over $7,000, lower-income regions will experience smaller savings. However, this tax relief comes with concerns, as cuts to services for low-income Americans, such as food assistance and Medicaid, could begin in 2027. Now on to sports. The Las Vegas Raiders have traded a 2026 fifth-round pick to the Cleveland Browns for quarterback Kenny Pickett. Originally a first-round pick in 2022, Pickett will serve as the backup to Geno Smith. This move follows Aiden O'Connell's wrist injury, which will sideline him for 6 to 8 weeks. Pickett, who was previously with the Philadelphia Eagles, has shown promise in limited appearances. Raiders coach Pete Carroll emphasized the need for game experience in a backup. Meanwhile, the Raiders are also signing wide receiver Amari Cooper to a one-year deal, while rejecting a trade request for Jacoby Myers. In local sports, last night at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, the Red Sox won over the Orioles 4-3. Jarren Duran's three-run homer was key, alongside home runs from Anthony and Kowser. Ross Fitz earned the win, pitching 4 innings with 3 earned runs, while Tomoyuki Shigano took the loss. The Red Sox finished with 7 hits and 1 error. The Sox record improves to 72-60. Tonight, the Red Sox clash with the Orioles again in Baltimore for Game 2 of this 4-game series. The Red Sox starter, Lucas Giolito, is 8-2 with a 3.72 earned run average. The Orioles pitcher has yet to be determined. First pitch is at 6:35 at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, with clear skies and a temperature around 78 degrees. In top news, the United States has confirmed its first human case of the New World screwworm, a flesh-eating parasite, in a traveler returning from El Salvador. This case, identified by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on August 4th, has raised concerns for the cattle industry as the parasite typically infests livestock. However, officials have stated that the risk to public health remains very low. The New World screwworm, known for its painful infestations, poses a significant threat to animals. To combat this, the United States is building a sterile fly production facility in Texas, aiming to produce 300 million sterile flies weekly. In business news, the Burning Man Festival, renowned for its billionaire devotees and unique culture, is facing a serious financial crisis. Despite the event attracting almost 80,000 attendees each year to Black Rock City, Nevada, the nonprofit Burning Man Project reported a deficit of $20 million last year after ticket sales failed to cover expenses. The organization, adhering to its philosophy of self-reliance and non-commodification, cannot commercialize its brand or seek sponsorships, which has led to challenges in sustaining its operations. As attendance at regional gatherings grows, many burners are questioning the future of the original event, with calls for a focus on connection rather than profit. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $110,000. Ethereum is down 7% to just over $4,400. And XRP is down 5% to $2.89. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. After years of frustration, scientists may have found a breakthrough in hair restoration with a new treatment called PP405. Developed by Pelage Pharmaceuticals, this drug aims to revive dormant hair follicles by reprogramming their stem cells, potentially regrowing thick hair where there was once none. Early trial results show promising hair density increases among participants, although further studies are needed to confirm its efficacy and safety. As excitement builds in online communities, many hope PP405 could end decades of ineffective treatments, marking a cultural shift in how society views baldness itself. And in entertainment news, in Caught Stealing, Austin Butler shines as Hank Thompson, a relatable bartender navigating life in New York. Director Darren Aronofsky crafts a high-energy film that showcases Butler's charm and depth as Hank grapples with the aftermath of a tragic accident that haunts him. As Hank interacts with a colorful cast of characters, including his girlfriend and a menacing criminal underworld, the film explores themes of empathy and survival. Set against the vibrant backdrop of New York, Caught Stealing hits theaters on August 29th, promising an engaging mix of drama and humor. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Tony Robbins. And he said, "The only limit to your impact is your imagination and commitment." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.